You know, today I was studying Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, where it says, by Jesus' wounds we are healed. And if you study the grammar, we are healed, that means it's a present perfect tense. That means it's a done deal and it's a present reality. And then you cross-reference that with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, where it says, by his wounds, referring again to Jesus' wounds at the cross, you have been healed. Again, studying the grammar tense in that verse, you have been healed. That's a present perfect tense as well. That means the kind of health that Jesus gives you through his broken body at the cross is a present reality that you get to enjoy right now. So you don't pray to God, oh God, please bless me with health someday. No, you've already got God's health in your body. It's a present reality. Even though you may still have the symptom of sickness, but you are not sick. You are healthy, 100% healthy, if you believe in Jesus. And it's a permanent blessing. It's a present, perfect reality, and it's a permanent blessing. Because once God gives you his health, which is part of the peace that he gave you, he will never take it back. As it is written in Romans 11:29, the gift of God is irrevocable. He will never take it back. And so, this is the truth of the Word of God. And there is no condemnation, even when you sin against God, as long as you are still heading towards God. It does not matter how many times you fall as you pick up your cross daily and walking towards the direction that God wants you to go by running to Him whenever you fail. So it does not matter even if you are in the middle of sin, He still loves you and you don't have to expect the symptoms to linger a minute longer than necessary or to even happen in the first place. You can believe for constant divine health at all times because of the price that Jesus had paid at the cross for you. Amen. And again, because of what I've studied today from Isaiah 53 verse 5 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, I have discovered that we are healed and we have been healed because of Jesus' broken body. That means we have the present perfect reality of our health in Jesus. So you don't only have 99.9% of your health when you have a symptom of sickness, but you have 100% of your health. And as you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall push away those bad cells, those viruses, those bacteria, and all those symptoms away from your body. And some people say, why are you making such a big difference between sickness and a symptom of sickness? Because you still have to suffer anyway, even if it's a symptom of sickness. Well, to me, that makes all the difference in the world. Because using my own testimony, in 2008, I had a symptom of urinary tract infection. But because I believe in the Word and I simply speak the Word of God, you know what? In 4 days, I was symptom-free. Compare that to around 2003, I had the same symptom. But because I believed I was sick back then, I had to rely on antibiotics. And it took basically a whole month for me to be totally symptom-free. So it makes all the difference in the world. If you believe that you are sick, you are already defeated because you believe that the symptom has stolen your health from you. The health that Jesus paid dearly with his broken body. And I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to allow any symptom to steal the health that Jesus had paid so dearly with his own life. Therefore, I get to enjoy the perfect divine health every day of my life. And that is awesome. So again, as a Christian, when you are having a symptom of sickness, no condemnation, that means healing is on its way. Hallelujah. And if you go to the doctor, Also, there is no condemnation because you believe by faith that if you go to the doctor, the symptoms would go away. That's a form of faith as well, and God is pleased with your faith. Amen? So there is no condemnation. But remember, you don't have to be sick as a Christian. And you have to believe that Jesus has given you His divine health. So enjoy the perpetual, perfect, present reality of your health every day of your life as a believer in Jesus Christ and in His finished work at the cross, based on Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. By His wounds you are healed. By His wounds you have been healed.